Hello and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relics' weekly news podcast chronicling three of our biggest news stories from the past 7 days. My name is Rafaela Kenny-Sincotta. I am your tour guide through the cosmos. Rest in peace, Harris Whittles. And I am the associate editor at Relics Magazine. Shout out to Relics Magazine. And I'm joined via satellite by the one, the only, the bassist extraordinaire, Karina Reichman!
Hey!
And Karina, I believe you have a special guest there. Is that the one and only Marco Benevento in the background?
Yo, I'm chilling. I'm hanging with my girl. Yo, crazy for my girl.
Yo, boy, crazy for my boy. We're out here calling in from Asheville, North Carolina?
North Cackalacky in the mountains, baby.
Yeah, feels great to be here. We're happy to call in. Thanks for arranging for our satellite call, Raph. I appreciate it.
Of course. We sound particularly good because this is the debut of our new recording setup, which is super sick. Shout out to the Rodecaster Pro, Rode microphones, an awesome new production console. We've got microphone channels. We've got sound pads for effects. Karina's calling in and it sounds beautiful. Couldn't thank the people at Rode even more. Karina, do you agree? You said I have, in the little intro here, you said I haven't sounded better ever.
Never heard you better, not even when you're right next to me, Raph. So that's a real testament to the gear, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. Well, I know you guys just jumped out of the van, so are you guys bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to tear up North Carolina tonight?
Oh, yeah,
baby. We are good to go.
We are definition good to go. It's been a great run. We came in hot the first 4 days of tour. It went Austin, Houston, New Orleans, Birmingham, Alabama, and then we were just like, holy shit, I think we might be dead. No, I'm just kidding.
Then we pulled through for Knoxville last night, Knoxville, Tennessee, and here we are, 6th show in a row.
Yep.
In Asheville.
And we love Asheville, home of Christmas Jam. We've had some good times here, not gonna lie to you.
Oh, yes.
We are playing tonight at the Gray Eagle, and looking forward to it very much.
Well, tonight do you mean Wednesday night, or tonight do you mean Tuesday night?
Oh, Tuesday night. Yeah, where are we playing tomorrow night?
We're in the future right now.
Gotcha. Tomorrow night, no.
We don't even know where we're playing at all. Carborough? Is that a thing?
That sounds like it might be
Caroline,
right.
We're pulling up a calendar.
Tomorrow we are in Carborough at the Cat's Cradle. So, yes. Tonight we'll be at the Cat's Cradle.
Hey!
Hell yeah. Carborough, North Carolina.
Wednesday night, Carborough.
Woo! Last night in Nashville was crazy.
It was so crazy, dude. You went there. You just went there.
Yeah, well,
Oh, yeah. That's just me, like, you know, trying to match you, bro.
Go on.
Well, tell me about this tiger head that you guys are trading around on stage. It seems like when things get particularly wild, the tiger head busts out. I mean, isn't that thing just ridiculously gross on the inside? How can you even see when you're playing?
Oh, come on now. We travel in style. That is a brand new tiger mask that is kept clean. We used to have one. That one's the one you don't want to put on.
That one makes you break out
in
acne like a little 16-year-old prepubescent biatch.
Right. However, the new one we purchased about a week ago, so it's ready to get christened as it is on this road tour.
Did you get the whole tiger suit or was it half off because you just wanted the head?
Just the head, half off.
I took a bass solo in it last night, and I'm not gonna lie to you, can't see shit. Absolutely not. You can't see a damn thing, but that's what makes it so good, wouldn't you say? Right, Marco?
I concur, Karina.
Hey.
Yeah, you guys mentioned that you're gonna make a stop in New Orleans, and that brings us right to our first story of the week. The New Orleans Jazz Fest lineup is out, and it is stellar. Karina, what do you think of this lineup? We got The Who, we got Dead & Company, we got the incomparable Stevie Nicks, Foo Fighters, Lizzo, Lionel Richie, the list goes on and on. What are you thinking this year, Karina? It's pretty solid. Do you think you're gonna make it down there?
I definitely will be down there. Whether or not I wake up in time to make it to the fairgrounds is a whole other question, but I definitely appreciate it, and I think this is great, dude. This is a great lineup. I'm glad people wake up early enough to make it.
Have you ever made it to the fairgrounds?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, I have.
One day out of our whole thing, and then I, like...
It's tough. It's hard to do when you're staying up till 7 in the morning.
Yeah, and, like, Marco can attest. When you have to get on stage at 3, you know, and play till 6 or whatever the fuck we do down there, it's some crazy-ass shit, it's tough to make it.
Yeah, it's tough to make it, but when you do make it there, you're very, very excited.
Very
to be there and, you know, having an alligator po' boy and watching,
yeah.
See, I've seen McCoy Tyner there, I've seen Fish there, I've seen so many different kinds of bands there. Anyway, but yeah, you got to do it, but it's hard to do when you're working, when you're up late.
So, but it's a great thing. I think that lineup looks fantastic. And yeah, I expect to be there second weekend.
Fantastic. Oh, right.
That's our thing. That's our thing. So I look forward to seeing. They haven't delineated who's on which weekend yet, correct? It's just like a full drop.
I think they have. I know Lizzo and Dead & Company are weekend two. So maybe you're making the right choice there.
Oh, wow. Oh, we're looking at it right now. Yeah, Chicoria.
Cool in the Gang.
Oh, John Prine, bless his heart. Trombone Shorty, of course. Yep, John Cleary. This looks great. Oh,
so my big standout set here is my big standout is Wu-Tang Clan featuring the Soul Rebels with the brass in the background. That is going to be an unbelievable set.
Yo, huge. The Isley Brothers, what's going on?
Look at this. Oh, my God. Wait, go back.
All right, I'm going back.
Tank, yes, New Orleans Classics, Galactic, Neville Brothers, Meters, yo, whoa.
Oh, the Meters, I gotta check them out, I heard they're good.
Yeah, I read a lot about them before this, actually.
Yeah, just a little band called the Meters.
Oh my God.
They have a big, big future ahead of them, I can tell.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for sure.
Yeah.
Also, my inner poster nerd is coming out that the official poster for Jazz Fest this year is the one and only Dr. John entering the pearly gates. It's very, very cool if people want to Google it and check that out. There's a tribute to Dr. John. There's a tribute to Art Neville, who we both lost this past year. So Jazz Fest is certainly going to be one hell of a party. Karina and Marco, what are your pro tips for Jazz Fest? You know, you guys are doing that nocturnal thing, and yet you somehow make it to the fairgrounds at least once or twice. What are the do's and don'ts here?
Yo, it's a straight up marathon, not a sprint. Let me tell you.
Exactly. That's the do. You got to remember it's a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, you got to start drinking at like 10 a.m. instead of 7 a.m.
That's the pro tip. Yes. And there are those few hours in the morning where you just got to maybe sleep between 7 and 10. I don't know.
Yeah. So remember, kids, start drinking at 10 a.m. and you too can be rock stars like Karina and Marco.
And, you know, I'm a proponent of the raw bar. I think you should be eating clean.
Eating clean.
And not eating too much soul food like immediately right off the bat. You just got to ease into it. You got to ease
true.
In.
That's
and then
true.
Once you salad. Do that, yeah, have a salad, you know? Yeah, once in a while you get a salad. And,
yeah, and then you get your beignets and cafe au lait, and you mix it up.
Oh my God, you're literally, we are visited here on this podcast by a nice gentleman bringing us some hospitality.
Yes, hospitality.
Will you say hello to the fine people?
Hey, how are you?
Yay. Hello.
My name's Rome. I work at the kitchen at the Grey Eagle.
Yes!
Oh my God.
Thank you, Rome! Oh my God, if I could take a photo of this, you would see chips and salsa and crudité. Holy shit. Crudité all day. That's another pro tip for
Karina. Is there hummus? Is it peeled and lidded?
Peeled, lidded, and.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. Signed, sealed,
my God.
Delivered, you see?
She Rome's knows. A professional, that's why.
He knows what he's doing. He really does.
Well, fantastic.
Raph, you've yet to attend a Jazz Fest. Am I right?
That is very true. I am gingerly laying the groundwork to make my first Jazz Fest happen. I'm an East Coast kid, born and bred, so I've yet to stray down to New Orleans down for Jazz Fest. I made my first New Orleans trip this past year for the one and only Widespread Panic for Halloween.
Panic!
But Widespread!
Wow.
But
Marco has a story about Widespread Panic that
he
needs to share.
Oh, dude, hit me.
This morning. Sorry.
This morning. I woke up, you know, like when you're in the shower and, you know, you get out and, like, the mirror's all steamed up and you can kind of see what was maybe drawn on there the day before or whatever, or written on there, you know?
Yeah.
And I got out and it was a 3 sort of panel mirror. And on the first panel, it said wide. Second panel, spread. Panic.
Oh my God. No way.
Somebody wrote Widespread Panic on their freaking mirror in my hotel room. How funny is that?
That's amazing. Or there's a ghost in your room that just really loves Jimmy Herring.
That's what I thought really had happened. Somebody walked in or something happened while I was taking a shower and it just wrote Widespread Panic.
Yeah. They knew.
They did know. That's amazing. Widespread headlined Jazz Fest last year. No reappearance this year, but Stevie Nicks is back after canceling her Fleetwood Mac set, which turned into a Widespread Panic set. So the conversation goes full circle. But let's move on.
Wow.
Our second story of the week. You got Steely Dan announcing their summer tour with the one and only Steve Winwood. I was selfish putting this on here just because I love Steely Dan and Steve Winwood. But it's quite a combo. Marco, you being a keyboardist here, this kind of seems like right up your alley.
It's totally right up my alley, and I live in the same town as Donald Fagen and Connor Kennedy, the young guitar player that just joined them.
Yeah, shout out to Connor Kennedy. He is a badass. He is younger than me. He has joined Steely Dan.
And he lives in Woodstock, and he's an amazing dude, an amazing guitar player. And
Lovely cat.
And I see Connor and Donald walking around Woodstock like at like the pizza shop, like just like hanging out.
What's their pizza order? Are they more of a Sicilian or a regular slice?
Oh, just a regular. They're regular slice.
Just a couple regular dudes ordering regular slices.
Donald Fagen doesn't like it too thick. You can quote me. you know, that's... anyway, it's great. It's great stuff. I love Steely Dan, too, and I love Wynwood, dude. I love Wynwood, fucking Blind Faith era Wynwood, but I love it all. Holy shit. When I was a wee child, if you'd asked me, like, you know, top three, I would have been like... You know, Cream, Blind Faith.
Wow.
Rush, actually.
Cream was up there for me, too.
Cream,
The Who, and Zeppelin. Those were big ones.
Big. Yeah. No, I relate to that in a big way. I love this tour wrap. Where's the closest date, or are you and I flying out?
My standout date here is June 30th at SPAC. I saw the same billing, Steely Dan and Steve Winwood, in 2016 before the RIP Walter Becker, before Walter Becker passed away. So I saw the original Steely Dan duo with Steve Winwood opening at SPAC. They're returning this year, June 30th. I might make it up to Saratoga for that one. I've never seen a chiller lawn at SPAC. It was all camping chairs and people just sitting back and letting the Dan wash over them. It was a very nice time.
That just made me feel really good.
I know, your blood pressure just lowered. Like,
yeah, I'm picturing Peg on the lawn, and I'm so good to go right now.
Oh, it's a vibe.
Music tonight. Yeah. The style of Dan. Can we do all our songs in the style of Dan?
Can we just do a bunch of Dan?
Yes, please.
I would like.
Can
to
you guys
Black
please?
Cow.
Yeah, if you guys do a Steely Dan cover tonight, that would be amazing.
Does Steely Dan have any instrumental tunes? I wonder. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
I don't know either.
So I wonder if there's a deep instrumentals Dan cut.
Connor? Can somebody write into us and let us know if there's a nice instrumental Dan tune? You know who would know is Julian, our tour manager, who is busy setting up the stage. But yes. I like this, Raph. I like that. I'd like to go to SPAC with you. I'd like to stay at the Gideon Putnam across the street. And it's on the grounds of SPAC. And it's just, you know, an easy walk to get in, to get out. You're good to
convenient.
Go. It's wildly convenient. Holy
I almost got arrested at SPAC.
Oh, Marco.
Oh, please tell the story.
Years ago when I was playing with Trey and Mike.
Subtle Flex!
Yeah! Subtle!
In a little band called Grab.
Grab. We played SPAC. And I had made the first round of my shirts, you know, one being We're Using Time for Fun, the other being Shooting Up at the Office, and, you know, shirts that just say all sorts of weird things. And I had a shopping cart that I stole from a Walmart somewhere outside of Philly on the tour bus, believe it or not. And I was pushing the shopping cart around SPAC, like, I'm going to sell my T-shirts. It's going to be awesome. And I immediately got approached by a cop. Was like, yo, you can't do this here. I'm like, but everyone's doing this. And he's like, no, you can't do it here. You know, they're all doing it like somewhere else. And he's like, do you have your ID? And I was like, he's like, you're gonna, you know, this is not good for you. And I was like, oh my God, my name, I'm Marco, I'm playing here tonight. and he's like, oh, wouldn't that be funny if you couldn't do the gig? And I was like, no. and then he let me go, but I felt like an idiot. I was like, what am I doing? But anyway, I almost got arrested.
Dude, that's some DIY lot shit for you, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I had my wife and my cousin's wife sell shirts at the State Art Center, otherwise known as
PNC.
And they did it successfully. They didn't get arrested, so I thought I was good for SPAC, but man, I almost didn't do that show.
Dude.
And Marco Benevento, man of the people, just hitting the stage, but also vending in the lots.
Dude, yes. I was trying to promote my shit. You know, we're using time for fun. Everybody's got to get a shirt like that.
That's true. And look at us now. We're still wearing them.
Still kicking.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you guys got to do another run of those, man. I want one.
Hey, we got plenty.
We got them. Yeah, we are doing another run of them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Whatever you want. You want a shirt, Rob?
Definitely. We'll give you one at Jazz Fest.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
I'll
that sounds
give you
like
one
a plan.
Next week, dude.
Sounds like a plan. Awesome. Well, as we make our way to our third story of the week, it's a hot button topic. I know Karina's got opinions. I know I've got opinions. Marco, I assume you have opinions. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame list of inductees are in for 2020. We have Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. So those are the people getting in. Karina, first reactions.
Well, Raf, let me tell you what. First reaction, you know, I God bless every one of them. I'm very thrilled for, obviously, Trent. He's, you know, a near and dear to my heart musician. It's great. It's all great. But my main thought is that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame can eat 12 sandpaper dicks twice.
Oh, my
is
God,
all,
Karina.
That's all I'm saying. And just, like, because, like, I don't subscribe to this shit. I think this is the least fucking rock and roll thing that I've ever even heard of. There's some white dudes in suits being like, oh, yes, well, you know, T-Rex really makes the cut for 2020, wouldn't you say? Absolutely, Michael. I couldn't agree more. And I just love Tommy Bolin. Like, what, you know, I don't subscribe to any of it. I think it's whack. God bless. I'm happy for recognition for anybody. Everybody deserves it. But I just don't, you know, it's another institution. Rock and roll is not about institutions. Fucking fuck sticks. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I'm getting so emotional right here. I can't even tell you. And you know what? I don't know. That's all I got for you, Raph. What do you
okay, so
a more sober take on
yeah,
what?
Exactly. Okay, so I agree with Karina on some points. I agree that
sandpaper dicks mainly.
I agree that it's about time that Nine Inch Nails gets in there. I am also a huge Trent Reznor fan. This is his third time on the ballot. He was nominated in 2014, didn't get in. Nominated in 2015, didn't get in. So this is about damn time that Trent deserves it. He's a genius. He's, you know, a multi-hyphenate, winning out here, winning Oscars, out here winning Grammys, revolutionizing the sound of rock and roll. Good for Trent.
EGOT. Bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like a prime EGOT contender. He just needs like to do a guest spot on a TV show, and he's going to grab that Emmy.
Tony.
My other qualm about this is that Dave Matthews Band did not get in, and I hear groans across America, but they deserved it. And Pat Benatar did not get in, both of which won the fan vote online, marking the first time since 2013 that the person who won the fan vote online didn't get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Over a million people vote for Dave Matthews Band, and he doesn't get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 7 consecutive number one records, and he doesn't get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 100 million individual concert tickets sold, and he doesn't get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Come on, I mean, what is this? What's happening?
So you know, one tour bus accident and that'll ruin it all, you know?
I know, man. It's tragic.
The guitar is showing. I can see you practicing satellite in the background right now.
I mean,
the number of offenses are limitless. And, you know, that Dave Matthews is the least of our problems here, Raph. There's, like, if we pulled up the list of everybody that I think should be in this fucking thing, and, you know, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and of course, Depeche Mode, legendary band, paved the way for so much, but it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, you know, I don't even know. Did Judas Priest get in? I don't fucking know.
And Motorhead's still not in.
Motorhead's not in? No. Are you kidding that Depeche Mode gets in before Motorhead, the most rock and roll band of all? Like, it's unbelievable.
And yeah, like, I love the Notorious B.I.G., but, like, yeah, let's get Motorhead in first, you know? Like,
I'm fucking NYC through and through, live and die for Biggie. But what are we talking about here? Anyway, I get heated about it just because I think it's just a whole ridiculous, you know, dick swinging competition on the part of some out of touch, you know, dudes in suits. Like, what are we talking about here, man? Anyway, that's just my hot take.
Yeah, and then the one thing I'll say, just for people to kind of think of, like, on a more, like, macro scale of things, like, obviously, like, I am an unabashed huge Dave Matthews fan, but I do think that if Dave has hits and Dave sells records like this and he's not getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, what does that mean for bands like Phish? You know, like, Phish doesn't have number one records, so does that mean, like, they're pretty much never going to get into the Hall either, or it's going to take years and years for them to get in? I don't know. I have plans to be there. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame I have problems with, but if Phish were to get in, I would be there with bells on and my best, crispest Phish t-shirt on. But and I feel like you'd feel the same way about somewhere, like, is a band like Ween never going to get in because they're, you know, kind of periphery rock and roll?
I think Ween has my exact stance, and they would fucking hold, you know, all their middle fingers up to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if they got in. Like, I just don't. I don't think they would subscribe to it either. Honestly, I think it's a ridiculous thing.
My one counterpoint to that is Nine Inch Nails. Trent Reznor felt the exact same way and trash talked the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up and down. And then The Cure, I believe it was The Cure, The Cure got in and asked him to induct them. So he, like, got to take part in the whole black tie event of it all, and then literally turned around and was like, you know what, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's not that bad. So I don't know. If Ween gets invited to the hall or something, maybe they'll be in for it.
You get Gina and Dina in some suits, man? Like, that would be hilarious.
Marco, what's your take on this?
I agree with everything that I'm hearing. You guys are saying it all really well, you know. Both sides of the coin, from Karina's to yours. I'm out of the loop, man. I really don't care about this kind of shit. So I'm just like, whatever. Go ahead, guys. Do whatever you gotta do to have a party and have cool musicians enter some made up little group of good musicians. I don't fucking know. It's stupid shit. But you guys are saying it well. Keep on going. I like hearing it. I mean, hearing you guys talk.
It's a good thing. I appreciate it. At least it's a rock and roll. I get it. It's cool, you know. At least you're celebrating music in some kind of way.
Right, you're right.
Exactly. And I, you know, maybe it's my bad to get bent out of shape over those excluded, you know what I mean? Like, it's all fine. It's just fine.
Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, at the very least, they get cool musicians to collaborate together. One of my favorite, like, musical moments ever was when George Harrison got in, and you had, like, Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, Donnie Harrison, like, all these people, and then they played While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and then Prince comes out and, like, rips perhaps one of the greatest guitar solos ever. If anybody listening, if you haven't seen it, Google it. Prince,
oh, yeah,
Tom Petty.
He throws it up in the air and comes down because he is literally made of magic.
Yeah, literally. So it's like if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame can facilitate that, at least they kind of have some cool points. I guess that is what it is.
I wonder who the first rock band was to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, do we have a stats on that?
That's a really good question.
When was the first one? Like, when did this shit start? And how did it get so out of hand?
I know Jan Wenner was fundamental in founding it. Jan Wenner, who was the publisher and the original kind of founder of Rolling Stone magazine. I don't know who the first... Oh, here we go. Chuck Berry was the first one inducted. Chuck Berry!
86, right?
I guess. Yeah, so wow. The first class of people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, Elvis Presley. It's pretty solid.
That's a great list. That's a fabulous list. That is, you know, the cornerstone of all this shit, you know? Like, it's that, you know, everybody you just named influenced everybody who came after, like, immediately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. And then nodding to people like Chuck Berry and, like, Sam Cooke, you know, and Fats Domino. I'm glad it wasn't all just, like, the Elvises and the Jerry Lee Lewises of the world. I'm glad they actually went back to the real roots of rock and roll on that one.
No, that's a beautiful thing. That's great. And yeah, you know what? I came in so angry, Raph. And how I really feel like you've softened me up like you always do, you know? That's why you patch. That's why, you know, it's a beautiful. And I'm thinking about that Prince performance where, you know, he throws a guitar up and never comes down. It's the best shit ever. And that was, you know, due to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame having a little party, then God bless. I'm in.
Yeah, what
it's
do you
all
do?
Great. People do what they want.
It's pros and cons to everything. But Karina, I believe we've pretty much reached the end of our road. We don't have a weekly shout out this week, but I guess you and Marco can be our weekly shout out. So tell everybody what you guys got going on and get the people hype about the tour.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
We got a big show in Atlanta on Saturday.
At the Earl.
I'm so excited for Hotlanta.
It's almost sold out. That's what we heard.
Yes. And yeah, that's the end of the tour. I'm just excited for that.
We have Charleston on Friday. Uh-huh. Charleston throws down. Yeah. So let's see what you got. Poor House. You always do it to us, right?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I don't even remember where we're going.
Cats Cradle tomorrow. Charlotte.
Neighborhood Theater. And I think that's it, right?
That might be it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, and then we'll be out in Colorado in February, in like the beginning of February.
Yeah, February 6th, 7th, 8th, I believe. It's Crested Butte and Denver.
Fort Collins, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that'll be super fun. Yeah, and crazy. We're looking forward to that ice cold run. It's going to be great. Yeah. So, yeah, happy to be here calling in. Thanks again, Raph, for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me as a guest.
Yay!
Of course, yeah. It was a very pleasant surprise to have Mr. Marco Benevento on board. Always a pleasure to have you, Karina. You know that. I hope you guys kill it on the tour. I know it's very cold here in New York City, but summer's around the corner, so if you can't catch Marco and Karina on this bout, I'm sure it's a matter of time before summer dates drop. And don't forget to sign up for the Relics Daily 7 at relics.com/daily. And for the love of God, subscribe to Relics Magazine, the best magazine in the world, at relics.com/subscribe. If you want to say what up to me and Karina, and I guess, you know, Karina can pass a note on to Marco, email us at raffandkarina@gmail.com. And I think that's about it for this week. Everybody have a wonderful week. Karina and Marco, send us out.
Oh, signing off.
Yes, go listen to Karina on Spotify or Apple Music. Her music is amazing.
Oh,
yes.
Marco, you're making me cry.
I love it.
She's making me cry in the 28th minute of this podcast.
Elevator.
This has been great. Marco, thanks for
hanging.
Thank
you for having me, and we'll see you next time.
Raph, I look forward to seeing you in New York next week.
I count the minutes, Karina. Everybody have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Take care.